Good morning and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church prayer call. I am Reverend Leah Jackson and I am delighted to lead you in this time of prayer. Our devotion this morning comes from the book Meet the Bible and our entry is entry number 313. Our text is the vast majority of Romans chapter 3. As the authors of Meet the Bible shared, Paul is writing to an emerging church in Rome and is outlining the foundations of the Christian faith. This book is second to none in explaining what we believe and why we believe it. Here, Paul presents the good news of God's grace. As I read our devotion for today, I was reminded of the competitive nature of humanity. From an early age, we will use any and everything to try to one-up each other. From arm or finger wrestling in the classroom to I bet you can't beat me home races in the on the playground to the stroll off and the step show in college to fundraising drives between ministries at church to television shows like Road Rules, MasterChef, and The Amazing Race, folks are always trying to win and show that they are the best. This need to be number one also reveals itself as rankings. There are lists of the best restaurants, the best vacation resorts, the best actress in a television drama. There are music charts, top 10 this, top 100 that. Even in school, there is the most athletic, most popular, and most likely to succeed. Unfortunately, this inclination for besting has led some to supremacy. Certain races and cultures, sexes and genders, sexual orientations and classes, and even neighborhoods think that they are inherently superior. During biblical times, Jews believed they were better than Gentiles. They were the chosen people of God and therefore more righteous. And Gentiles, in turn, felt excluded, unwelcome, and unworthy. In Romans, Paul breaks it all the way down. None of you are superior. He says that all humans are a hot mess. Every nation and tribe, tongue and creed is a mess. Without God and God's justification, Paul says all of y'all, each and every one of you is flawed, sinful, wicked, and wretched. Paul quotes Psalm 14 and Psalm 53. There is no one righteous, not even one. Then he goes on to specify all the ways and areas in which we as humans fall short. And just in case anyone missed it and was puffed up after that, he yelled to the people in the back, "Hey Jews, you're no better than the Gentiles. Gentiles, you're no worse than the Jews." When measured by God's perfect righteousness, no human being is sinless. We are all guilty as charged. Point blank period. Paul concludes that all humans are guilty, and therefore we cannot be justified by our own character or conduct. Justification is a legal term meaning to remove guilt. Not even obedience to the law can justify anyone before God. As I read this, I was like, dang, Paul, Debbie Downer. I thought the gospel was supposed to be good news. My sisters and brothers, this is, in fact, good news. The good news is that you don't have to work to be saved. You don't have to follow a rule book. There are no instructions with tiny, small, invisible ink or print that you have to follow to a T. There's no model with 1,000 pieces for you to try to put together just right. No abracadabra, hocus pocus to salvation. Hey, my perfectionist sister, you can stop trying. Hey, brother, you don't have to try to earn an A, nor can you. For many of that us, that in and of itself is good news. We spend so much time striving in our relationships, on our jobs, on our homes. We're striving to get it right. So not having to earn God's love is really good news for us. You also don't have to wait in line to be forgiven, saved, or bailed out. You're not waiting for your number to come up in line or for it to be your turn. No one is more deserving than you of being saved. No one is more worthy than you of God's love. Each and every one of us as children of God, we have equal rank. We stand shoulder to shoulder, side by side, in line with God. That is good news. This text is also particularly good news for those among us who believe we have messed up in huge, in big, major ways. We've messed up. Some feel that they are too battered, torn, used up, dirty, or depraved for God. That we've done things that are too horrible to be saved. That what we have done is beyond the mercy and grace of God. That God wouldn't extend it to us. Somebody thinks that they've done too many drugs, spoke too much dope, drank too much liquor, committed too many crimes, told too many lies, and lived too recklessly for God. But Romans 3 was written just for you. In God's eyes, all of us failed overwhelmingly. No one does good, not even one. Believers, when speaking to people on the margins, people who feel that they are too low for God, too dirty for God's grace, and too messed up for God's mercy, humble yourself. Look them in the eye, lay your hand on their shoulder, and say, I was unworthy too. I couldn't get it right either. And thanks be to God, I didn't have to. Because of our God, we can be saved. My sins were forgiven. My slate was wiped clean when I accepted God's gift. When I put my faith in Jesus, my brother and sister, take them back to when you first believed and when you first received God's gift. That is payment in full for your sins. Pull out this text and then share the good news. Let us pray. Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. God, you are forever faithful to me. And for that, I am grateful. God, you love us in ways that we can never comprehend. But God, we are thankful this morning that you will look upon our imperfection and decide to spare us from punishment and wrath that our sins deserved by sending Jesus to pay the price. Thank you, Jesus, for paying the bill. Thank you, Jesus, for canceling the debt. Thank you, Jesus, for interceding for us, each of us, all of God's children, for creating an opportunity for us to be in right relationship with God, something we could never do on our own because of your sacrifice, Jesus. We don't have to strive. We don't have to try to earn God's love. We don't have to perform or even get everything right. Thank you, Jesus, that all we have to do is confess for ourselves what is true, that Jesus, you are the Son of the living God, that you have lived for us, died for us, resurrected yourself, and ascended to free us. God, and then we just have to make the decision to call Jesus our Lord, that is to live for you, Jesus. God, on this day, we ask that you rekindle within each of us an overwhelming desire to share this good news. May it reach to the highest mountain. May it cross the widest sea. May it go into the lowest valley so that every man, woman, boy, and girl will receive your love and accept your gifts of forgiveness, grace, mercy, and salvation. On this and every day, be with the sick, the hungry, the lost, the least, the left out, the forgotten, the broken, the wayward, the hurting, the mourning, the confused, the frustrated, the oppressed. Oh God, be with the condemned, the depraved, and the hated. Show up in undeniable ways in their situations, in their circumstances, in their hearts, and in their minds. Meet them at the point of their need. God, then show up in our celebrations. Show up with those who are rejoicing, ascending, and on the mountaintop. God, we remember that every good and perfect gift comes from you. Help us to rejoice and to remember to give you thanks on those good days, to attribute all that is good and right and lovely to you, just as we recognize our need for you on the bad days. God, you are the one who turned our mourning into dancing and gave us garments of praise for sackcloth and ashes. So remind us to say thank you, Lord. Be with the ray of hope as we seek to be faithful stewards of our call to impact and transform this present world into the kingdom of God. Be with our beloved pastor as she leads us and guides us through this process of sanctification, of living, moving, and having our being in and for you. We pray all these things and the meditations of our hearts and our minds in the name that is above every name, and that name is Jesus. Let all God's people say amen. My brother and sister, thank you for joining us for this time of prayer. We invite you to meet us this Sunday for worship at the 10 a.m. hour. You can come into the sanctuary right here on Snapfinger Road, or you can meet us online on Facebook, YouTube, or the website. Then come back here for prayer next Wednesday morning. My brother and sister, go in peace, power, and love, going knowing that, lo, Jesus is with you always. God bless you.